When the Army went to the North Slope last month to help scientists extract some fossils, they brought along two West Point cadets. Andy Erickson was already far from his home in Connecticut for leadership training, a West Point program that shows students what the real Army is like. While at the North Slope base camp, Erickson told KUAC's Libby Casey about the commitment he's made.
It's not actually a way to enlist. Going to West Point is different. West Point is an officer training school. It's a four-year program that's geared to make officers, graduates, earn their bachelor of science degree in whatever they choose to study, and then are commissioned as second lieutenants, which is the lowest grade of officer you can have. So really what they're doing there is they're making leaders of character. The primary focus of West Point is to make sure that the Army has the values and the character, and you know, the leaders have the moral fibers that are needed to weave it together and make sure that, you know, I mean, like, no more things like Milley or any of those kind of places happen, because it's all about instilling the right character and the right values into the graduates to make good leaders that will bleed off their values and morals into the military and make it a more effective organization, and not only just for the military, but also for the civilian sector after if people decide elect to get out after their service commitment is up.
What kind of a commitment do you make then by going to West Point?
By going to West Point, you have 2 years to make your decision as to whether or not it's what you want to do. So by the time your classes start in the first day of your junior year, you commit to service in the military. Upon graduation, each graduate owes a minimum of at least 5 years of active duty service to the Army, and then at least 3 years on the individual ready reserve. Which basically just means that if you get out after 5 years and some kind of national emergency happens and they need someone with your training and your background and they need you back, they can bring you back in the next 3 years. So it's an 8-year thing. But
it sounds like a really different way to enter than going through basic training and really starting at the bottom.
It is. There's each class at West Point usually brings in about 1,100 people a year. Usually out of 10,000 originally interested applicants. It's very different because you're not looking at it from the standpoint of when you're done, you're going to be a soldier. You're looking at it from the standpoint of when I'm done in 4 years, I'm going to be a leader and I'm going to be in charge. I'm going to be the one that everyone is, you know, I'm going to be the one that's responsible for what's going on. So it really just kind of brings it home that the United States and the people of the United States are putting an awful lot of faith in us as graduates. You know, I mean, they're entrusting us with their sons and daughters, you know, the ones that go the enlisted route and join the Army. So it's pretty serious. At its heart, it's a serious business, but you always try to have fun while you're doing it.
Do you have much experience actually flying in stuff like the Black Hawk and the Chinook?
I've taken two rides in the Black Hawk at West Point for summer training as part of air mobile operations, where they pick you up the infantry unit and bring them to another place and land them on the ground with helicopters. And I've been on two flights with Alpha Company, and one down to Fort Greeley, and one is a training flight around the traffic pattern and around the surrounding Fairbanks area. And then I flew up in the Chinooks the other day to come out here. It was really cool. I got some simulator time, the Blackhawk simulators at Fort Wainwright, so I got a couple hours in there and going over some stuff with some pilots and some instructors. So it was really cool getting a chance to, you know, get as close as you can without actually doing it.
So this was your first time ever in a Chinook. How was it?
I liked it. I mean, I don't know. I like Sikorsky birds a lot more, but it was an interesting rat. It was a lot of fun. It gets you where you need to go.
I heard one of you guys were getting a little sick or feeling a little stomach queasy or something.
No, that was the public affairs guy. He's stationed down in Fort Rich. I guess he didn't like flying too much.
But you guys could handle it because this is what you want to do.
Yeah, it wasn't any big deal for me. My dad's a pilot, and we used to own a very small, you know, civilian plane, a Cessna 172, and I've flown in that a little bit. I've never really gotten airsick before, so it's never been too much of a problem.
So how did you get picked to go to Fort Wainwright then? You said that it depends on what your interest is. And
You submit a list of preferences. You choose your top 10 branches that you want to do, and then you choose your top 10 posts, and basically it just goes down by your order of military merit. When they got to my name, I guess they still had an open slot in aviation at Fort Wainwright, so that's how I got it.
What are some of the more exciting things you've gotten to do in your month here?
Well, hanging out with the guys at Alpha Company and just talking about the operational Army and learning about that was really cool. walking around Fairbanks itself is really interesting. I'm from Connecticut, and, you know, I mean, it's the north, but, I mean, it still gets dark at night there, so it's been pretty interesting, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and seeing the sun still out. Going to do the simulator was really fun. Coming out here, it was a blast. Playing Frisbee with the guys for physical training in the morning, working out in the gym. I'm just getting a lot of exposure to a lot of different things that I never really got to do before. It's been a lot of fun.
Do you have a different vision now of what a career in one of these fields would be like, having actually gotten to see it?
Well, not really. I definitely have learned an awful lot more, being able to see more of it. You always do. But I pretty much knew that this was what I wanted to get into, and coming out here has really only reinforced it. I mean, I just love the way the aviation branch works. I love the way the Army works, and I want to stay in for a while. I want to have fun. And I mean, it's a great time. You get to serve the country and represent the Army and try to represent what the best values that America has to offer to the rest of the world. So, I mean, that's why I'm in it.
It sounds like you have a family history in aviation, and you said you grew up with a small plane around. So you've had so many other options, though, to see, kind of taste what all the different branches of the Army would be like. How have you set on this one?
Well, the thing I really like about aviation is the people. I mean, just like the whole personality, and I mean, aviation's motto is above the best, which to me kind of just like encompasses the whole thing, you know. I mean, it gives a lot of credence to the people on the ground saying that they're the best, and then, you know, it's just like really aviation is just there to support and help and make the ground unit's mission successful, and that's just something that really interests me, you know, enabling other people to do a really hard job that I really respect them for doing. I've had the small unit ground kind of experience to understand, at least in a little bit, you know, the hardship that they go through in their job, and, you know, supporting them to help them accomplish their mission is what it's all about. I love where I'm at, and I love school, so, I mean, it's given me a lot of great opportunities, and as much as it may be a pain in the rear sometimes, you know, dealing with the daily routine at school, it's really the greatest place to learn how to be a leader and how to make a, you know, a plausible and worthwhile contribution to society and kind of pay back, you know, I mean, all those millions of Americans before me that gave the ultimate sacrifice so that I could enjoy the freedoms that I have while I was growing up and that everyone enjoys while they're here today. It's just a way of paying back.
Do you really think about that kind of stuff when you're in school or when you're doing these things? Are those lofty thoughts running through your head? Or are you more worried about exams and family and just the regular stuff, doing your laundry?
Well, usually when you get into the routine at school, usually it is just the exam that you're thinking about. But I mean, you know, every once in a while when you get to come out someplace as breathtaking as the Northern Slope here and just kind of sit back and relax for a couple seconds and, you know, think about why you're here, then it really does come back, and it makes you feel good.
So now you go back to Connecticut and West Point and finish up next year, huh?
Yeah, go back to Wainwright for another week, and then I head back. Got some leave coming up, gonna get engaged and have a good time, enjoy the rest of it, and then, you know, one more year of school, and then be out there doing stuff.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with me.
Oh, very welcome. It was nice.
That's West Point Cadet Andy Erickson. He was in Alaska last month as part of his training and talked with KUAC's Libby Casey up on the North Slope.